Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mel Hall. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Leon Durham. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Heap. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walt Terrell. Pitching for the New York Mets, Walt Terrell. And now, play ball. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball four. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is hit by the pitch. Hernandez moves to second. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a fly ball into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles takes first base on ball four. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Giles moves to third. Walt Durrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Davis to Say. The throw back to home, and Giles is out at the plate. Hodges moves to second. Two outs. Walt Durrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hodges moves to third. Walt Durrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a pop-up towards short. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins strikes out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 1 in the game. Say hits a line drive into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Heap hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry strikes out. There goes Heap. The throw from Davis to Bauer, and Heap is out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moreland. The throw from Hodges and he is out, Baylor applying the tag. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Giles hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Walt Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell bunts towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodges moves to second. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodges scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hall. The throw from Hodges and he is out, Baylor applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Heap hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Strawberry hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Giles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sandberg hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 2 in the game. Say strikes out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodges hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Terrell for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 3 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Moreland takes first base on ball 4. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Fergie Jenkins. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Craig Lefferts now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hernandez for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Heap strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Strawberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Strawberry. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Strawberry steals second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.